The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
You are listening to The Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local at the Deltaplex on the north side of Grand Rapids. We are at the Hunt and Time Expo. This is a special edition of The Grillin' Guys because we got people rolling through here that we'll never, ever have on the show again. Right now, we are sitting with a gentleman named Tini Bamberger, and he is from South Africa, an organization called the Warthog Safari. Good morning.
Morning, sir.
How are you?
We're having a great day.
Yeah, well, tell us a little bit about your operation in South Africa. How long does it take to get here from there, or rather from here to there?
Well, from Johannesburg International Airport to Atlanta, it takes about a 15-hour of actual flying time.
So you came in just for this show, or are you doing others while you're here, or what's going on with that?
No, we got about six shows after this one, so
okay.
This is where we're starting.
So tell us a little bit about if I wanted to come down to Warthog Safaris, what am I going to experience?
Well, you're going to, first of all, experience a hunt of your life, since there's no other place like Africa for a real big game hunt. You know, we have more than 21 huntable antelope species, excluding the big game, so it's a hunter's paradise.
Wow. So if I want to come down there, how long does the typical hunt last, does your average customer comes down for?
It all depends on what game species you're after. A typical hunt would be no less than 7 days, but we always recommend 10 days since we have about a six-hour time difference, and it takes you time to get over the jet lag.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it does. That's a great point.
So what are the more popular animals that people are hunting when they come down with you?
Most beginners starts off with what we call a plains game package hunt, and that is for a kudu, impala, warthog, some of the smaller game species, and it's not that expensive. You know, it would be the equivalent of hunting a whitetail or an elk in the States.
Oh, okay. So what if I come down and I harvest an animal, is it prepared and sent back for me? Do you keep the meat down there? How's that work?
Yeah, all the meats get kept in South Africa, where we donate it to the locals or some orphanages, and nothing gets wasted as far as the meat goes. But the only thing that you're allowed to take back to the States is your actual trophy. That's the horns and the skin.
Okay.
So it's all you can eat while you're there, though.
It's all you can eat while you're there. You know, the U.S. Government wouldn't let any of the meat come in because of the diseases and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, sure,
might,
that's understandable.
Might be
So what's your favorite wild game, African wild game to eat? What's the tastiest?
Well, they all taste like chicken, I guess.
I'm not buying that, okay?
It's the kudu and the eland. Eland's pretty much like beef. They grazer, so it's very tasty meat, yeah.
Do you have those big black caribou as well?
No. You mean the Cape Buffalo?
The Cape Buffalo, yeah.
Yes, we do have them. We do have them. They really mean, though.
Yeah, I know. I've watched a lot of videos on that. That looks like an animal that'll take a couple shots and still charge you.
Oh, yeah. They can take a lot of lead, and it's really one of the first big game animals most American hunters are after. Once they've graduated and got a couple of the plains animals down, that's on everybody's bucket list.
Yeah. Wow. So just in a ballpark, if I wanted to come down and hunt with you for a 10-day hunt, what is the cost American for that kind of an opportunity?
A 10-day hunt, all inclusive of your meals, transportation to and from the airport, the field prep of your trophies, laundry service, and all your drinks, would cost you, including six trophy animals, about $7,875.
Wow. Not really as bad as I thought it
would
be. No, really.
I was expecting a much bigger
package.
Number than that. Yeah. And you said that's for six animals.
That's for six animals. That's for a kudu, an impala, a warthog, blue wildebeest, and a steenbuck, and a blazebuck.
Wow. Yeah. Very cool.
I think if you got a good tax return coming back, that's a great idea. I have a buddy that went down there a couple of years ago with Ted Nugent, and yeah, I saw the pictures. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, everybody usually have a great time in Africa. You know, like I said, it's a hunter's paradise. There's no dull moment. You'll never go out without seeing anything. You're going to see animals every day.
Wow. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Tini. You better get back to your booth because I think somebody's going to book a big trip today. Probably 20 or 30 guys.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that was Teenie Bamberger from Warthog Safaris in South Africa. And I tell you what a cool thing to do. That's on your bucket list, guys. And he was being modest. They grill a lot of that animal while you're down there eating it. And he had some recipes that he shared with us offline. And it's just real interesting to talk to a guy like that that's from another part of the world. And he's right here in Grand Rapids. Get down here to the Deltaplex and check him out. Now, if you know anything about the Grilling Guys, we love our tailgates. Right, Bob?
That's right.
And we have run across something here that, to me, is like the ultimate tailgater toy. And it's called a tailgater, and it's by Dish Network. And joining us right now, we've got Amanda Wildman. Amanda, describe this product that I'm looking at here. It's kind of like a little, what is it?
Well, it looks a little space-age to begin with. It looks like a big, huge, kind of like egg. But it's a completely self-contained satellite dish that's going to self-tune. Literally, you take this thing out anywhere you are in the continental United States, you set it down with the Dish Network logo pointing to the south, hook up your coax on the back, connect it to your receiver box, and within 12 minutes, you're watching your TV programming anywhere you are.
Every tailgate's got to have one of these things on. It's called the Tailgater. It's by Dish Network. So if you don't have, well, like I'm with DirecTV.
Yep.
What do you do then?
Well, that's all right. You can actually go ahead and purchase the Tailgater itself. The retail on it is $350. Then you're going to have to get a Dish Network receiver box because it only works with a 211K receiver box. Those are $150. $500 out the door, and then you just choose whatever programming you package you want for however long it is that you want it. So you go through tailgating season, 2-3 months, you just pay for the TV programming when you want it on.
Wow,
and you turn it off.
What a great idea.
Bob, we're going to have one of these,
that.
Brother, because as long as you got electricity, you can take a generator anywhere, right?
Absolutely.
Throw your TV up, hook it to this. I'm thinking deer camp next year. We got the flat screen, baby.
I think every tailgater is going to want to know Amanda Wildman. So how do these guys hook up?
How do they hook up? They just go.
How do they find you? How do they get this thing for their tailgate?
Well, they can find us obviously here at the Deltaplex.
Right.
Or at the Dish Network booth. They can come pick one up there. We're also local family owned, but we cover the entire state of Michigan. You can call us on our 800 number, 1-800-457-3106. We'll give you also 24-hour, 365 support. Something happens when you're out there at the tailgate, out at deer camp, you call us. We're going to go ahead and we're going to give you support. We're going to help you through if you have any issues. We'll also teach you how to go ahead and set it up the first time. Make sure that it's real easy. Literally 12 minutes from start to finish, you're watching your TV at the tailgate. No more messing with tuning a dish, turning it around, shaking it, nothing. Set this thing down and you're good to go.
Perfect. And you know what? Sometimes you're tailgating and you don't end up going into the game. There you go. You can sit in the parking lot and watch it.
Fantastic.
Thanks, Amanda.
That's great. Coming up next, we're going to talk about some of this wild boar that the Grilling Guys are smoking back there. Bob put some of it through a brine. We're going to teach you how to brine that pork to make it that much better. Might even slide a little bit into some smoked pheasant. So we're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
You need them, your boat is at sea. Your anchor is out, you've been swept away. Greatest of teachers won't hesitate to leave you there.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.